Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you for joining me for another weekday meditation. Have you ever known people who are just wildly crazy and frustratedly anxious about identity theft? Well, usually those folks that have that great deal of concern is because they have had their identity stolen before. I have had small amounts of that, but nothing of significance. But the fact is, America has a great problem with identity theft. I mean, technology today and our shift to buying and selling things online has made this pretty epidemic. Our credit card numbers and whatnot are out there everywhere, and folks who steal other people's identities will use credit scores and bank accounts to live a life that's not theirs. And it's not truly reflective of them, but rather somebody else. You know, I think the same thing happens when we worry too much about what other people think rather than what God thinks. In this week of weekday meditation, where we're speaking specifically about anxiety and worry and stress, I want to invite us to stop and hear this one simple thought. When we begin to adopt the identities of people we see on television or successful folks we read about rather than remaining true to who we are, worrying about other folks' acceptance of us can become so rampant and one of the greatest strongholds for us to overcome. Our desire to try and measure up and be like someone else or more like someone else can truly rob us of the joy that God has in store for us. And you might say, well, Chuck, that's not really my deal. But the fact is, ask yourself to take this little self-assessment. When you look in the mirror, do you see a child of God, or do you see something that might be a mistake? Do you see something that you just can't ever find where you're at peace with those things? Well, listen to me, friend. Worrying about everybody else's acceptance of you is one of the greatest challenges in life and will create so much stress and worry in your life. But listen to me, that's different than codependence that we're looked at on in another time of meditation. People-pleasing strongholds can lead to a lot of other strongholds, like perfectionism or workaholics or obsessive body imaging thoughts and actions. And you know, what's the cause of that? Well, in Galatians chapter 1, you can read about the religious leaders who called Judaizers, who sought to place Christians under a performance standard under the law, thereby abandoning grace. But in Galatians chapter 1, verse 10, Paul talks about those well-meaning, Bible-quoting, Bible-thumping leaders who were ripping the saints away from grace. Listen to what he says. Am I now seeking the favor of men or of God? Or am I striving to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. Paul, the apostle, is saying that it's possible to be more people-oriented than God-oriented. But you know, the writer of Proverbs in chapter 29 says that the fear of man brings a snare, but he who trusts in the Lord will be exalted. Satan loves to use our legitimate need for acceptance in illegitimate ways that can often result in us living under a false identity. You'll notice how confused folks are who want to please everybody. One minute they're pleasing one person, the next minute they're pleasing someone else, and it's no wonder there is stress and anxiety in that life, because we can begin to overcome our stronghold of worrying when we decide that God says it's about you, and what God says about you is most important and not everything else. It can absolutely lead us into a sense of depression if we're not careful, and yet God, who does not change, loves you with an everlasting love, just like you are. He has seen your bad, wicked, ugly cry. He's seen your days where you have dog-cussed everybody and thought nobody heard. He knows when you've got a bad hair day, and he has heard the rants, the raves, and seen the birds fly, yet still loves you. And if today you were driven by approval of people, remember that they are as fallible as you are. So today, let's take in a deep breath and allow that time to settle our soul and quiet our spirit so that we might hear from the voice of God alone. Here we go. And on this breath, do like we did yesterday in weekday meditation. We draw it in through our nose and we hold it for a minute as if we were sending that fresh breath, that fresh air, that fresh oxygenated air into the place or body we need it most, where it's hurting or where it's sore or where it's difficult. And then blow it out with great force as if you were blowing out that anxiety, you were blowing away that stress and worry in your life. You ready? And hold it, and hold it, send it, and then I want to invite you to do what we did yesterday and speak out loud to God. Wherever you're at, in the car by yourself, maybe sitting in the corner of the gym, wherever you're at, you don't have to scream it. I promise you, He hears it in your thoughts, but I do think there's something very precious about our voice when we open it up and speak openly on the things of God, especially when we speak to God. And so I want you to follow me, and would you say these words with me? I'll say it one time, and then you can join me in the second. You ready? The promise I want to ask you to claim is this: God, I know you care more for me than the birds in the air and the animals in the field. God, I know you love me. Would you wash over me with massive doses of love right now? Let's say that out loud. You ready? God, I know you care more for me than the birds in the air and the animals of the field. Would you wash over me with massive doses of love today, even right now? And then finish this sentence. God, today, I am so grateful for these two things. And then just finish that sentence. Would you tell the Lord how grateful you are for Him and that His mercies that are fresh and anew today and His love that is always there for you? Would you bring somebody else before the Lord in their need? One of the things I found that when you are stressed and you are worried and it feels as though your life is crumbling around you, one of the greatest prescriptions is to love someone else, to serve someone else. The greatest service you can provide for any human on the planet is that you might pray for them. And so bring two different people and two different needs before the Lord and ask if He would step into their life, might even use you. How wonderful that He might use you to be a part of bringing them peace as well. Go ahead. And now let's take 65 seconds today and ask the Lord, would He just speak into your life and bring you words of comfort? Would He bring you words of encouragement? And would He remove your stress, your worry, and your anxiety and replace it with His overwhelming peace? So I'll come back in 60 seconds, but right now you just simply be quiet and find a place where you are still and you're ready to listen to the voice of your Creator and Sustainer, your Heavenly Father. I'll be back in 60 seconds. And we're back. I want to leave you today in this weekday meditation. We only have one more, which will be tomorrow for our season as we talk through anxiety and how do we meditate in a way with the Lord that we might surrender that. Listen to what Galatians chapter 1 verse 10 says. Obviously, I'm not trying to win the approval of people, but of God. If pleasing people were my goal, I would not be Christ's servant. Oh man, listen to me, friend. I promise you the Lord cannot wait to replace your fear and anxiety and worry and stress with His presence of peace. I pray you find this today, and we'll see you back tomorrow on another weekday meditation. God bless you. Bye now.